This is a Defiantly Me production.
Hello and welcome back to the Homework Pod. I'm Joy Andrews. I'm an acupuncturist and I used to be a corporate America cog. And now I'm an acupuncturist, a feng shui practitioner, and an astrologer. And I love to talk about all things people related, body related, spaces related here on the show, along with my co-host.
Hi, Joy. It's Charlene, co-host of the Homework Podcast. I'm the people side. I have had decades of experience working in HR. I own Push Play Coaching, and my desire is to give away decades of experience and wisdom to all of our listeners and really just tap into those sides of the workplace that a lot of people don't talk about but exist. And so, Joy, I'm so excited about our topic today. But before we get in, you know, as coaches, as practitioners, we always have to check in with ourselves, right? So tell me, how are you doing, Joy?
You know, I'm good. And it's taking a lot of work to be good because there's some heavy times there, right where I am right now. You know, there's a few different swirls in the air. There's COVID going around. There's some sicknesses that I'm treating in the treatment room. So I'm seeing that. So that brings up some caution, some awareness, you know. And then there's some war in the news that brings up some heaviness, some awareness of, you know, some caution. And just being aware of the heaviness that can come with the heavy temperatures in the summertime here in the DMV area, it can feel heavy. So it takes more work for me to be good in a good place, you know, to feel okay, to not get bogged down by all the heaviness. So for me, that takes a little more practice. That takes some more time in the morning. It takes a little more spaciousness. I've got to give myself time to do more things. I'm not rushing out the door. Like, I'm not giving myself 20 minutes to get ready, get out the door. I'm giving myself 40 minutes to get ready, get out the door so that I can take my time, so that I can get my vitamins in me, so that I can make sure I'm hydrated, so that I'm not rushing into the highway with road rage. I'm sort of working on dialing myself down a little bit because there's some heaviness around me. How about you, Charlene?
You know me, I'm going to pause right now because I get to see you. I know people are listening to us. I get to see you. And usually, you know, your awareness of heaviness and the awareness of what's going on, I'm loving what I'm hearing about what you're doing for yourself. And I hope our listeners take into account that you as a practitioner, right, a healer, takes the time to do that for yourself. You know, I'm right with you, Joy. There's been some joy. There's been some sadness. There's been a whole lot of things. You know, my daughter graduated from college. That was a milestone. And then got hit. Then the group got hit with sickness. You know, everything's going on in the world. But what it did for me, it brought me back centered around, you know, I need to start focusing on my immunity. And so, Joy, I'm drinking my chlorophyll water this morning. I went to my herbal place and I told them what was happening, and they loaded me up with a lot of good herbs for my lungs, yes, for my immunity, for my blood. I'm just in a detoxification because guess what? I'm in overload right now. Overload of work, overload of, you know, health, overload. I just feel a little bit of overload. So I thought about the topic for today. I said, oh my gosh, the only person I could talk to about this is you. And I want to be, you know, transparent a little bit with our listeners today in this session. So listen up, because you're going to see some vulnerability of me that you probably haven't seen before.
So good. And that's what I'm here for. And this is what I say in the treatment room all the time. People say, you know, they may not say what they're saying out loud. They can't say it in their office, or their spouse is so tired of them complaining about it. And I'm here. This is what I'm here for. Yes.
I know. Ouch. I told my husband, I said, I am so glad you are a good listener. And I may sound like that Charlie Brown school teacher, but I thank you that you are at least, you know, showing me that you're listening. But I want to talk about finding energy at work.
Ooh, finding energy at work. And tell me tell me more about what you mean by that.
So, you know, there's a whole debate that's been going on for a number of years, right? The return to work. You know, I've been reading a lot of articles of how companies are saying, you know what, we're going to bring our people back to work, and there's been backlash. But, you know, I want to talk about it from the broader perspective of just finding energy at work. You know, I'm going to go into my office and I want to study my office, and because I don't feel the energy in my office is really conducive to what I'm trying to achieve. You know, on Friday, I was just rushing out, left it a mess, right? And I want to go back in today before the work restarts, and I want to study what is happening in here. What's the energy in here? So I said, I can talk to Joy about this because Joy knows about energy and moving the energy, because you helped me move the energy in my house. And I feel like I'm at that point at my office.
Does it feel like overwhelm at your desk, in your office? You said the word overwhelm before. Is that what the office feels like? Or does it feel different? Does it feel stuck, full, too big, too little?
No, it feels like overwhelm. Like the energy is chaotic. It's just like, just, you know how you can feel something and there's like, man, you just go from one thing to the other, right? Mm-hmm. Like you're just hopping. Boom, 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 right? And it doesn't feel like the flow that it had for a while, where there was flow and rhythm and openness and flowing of ideas and flowing of work. It just feels like chaotic now, like throwing darts at a dartboard.
Mm. So it did feel good. There was flow before.
Yes.
Okay.
There was flow before.
And that was when you were not overwhelmed. And so what I want to check in with real quick, though, is also about your body, because your space can be a reflection of your body. Your emotions can be reflected in your body. So where does overwhelm show up in your body, too?
For me, it's the chest. I feel tightness in the chest. I feel like my cavity doesn't have a lot of space to breathe. So my breathing has become a little shallow. I just had my follow-up appointments with my doctors, you know, and they were like, something's going on with your breathing. Now, there's nothing there, not like, you know, any kind of disease or diagnosis. They're like, something's causing you to, you know, have these breathing issues, because there's nothing that we see in the test that we could correlate it to. So I'm wondering if it's all of this energy, stored up energy, and my body is all just kind of centering in my chest area.
Okay, interesting. Yeah, because that can become a pattern if we're shallow breathing and we're stressed. Our diaphragm can sort of shrink up. Our diaphragm is the muscle around our lungs, and that helps us breathe, and it helps us stay in stuck, shallow breathing mode. And it's really easy to get stuck in that mode. So the diaphragm muscle around the lungs sort of tightens like a belt a little bit. And so that takes extra work to sort of stretch it out, to get it open and looser so you can take deeper, bigger breaths, right? And so that is about breathing down into your navel. And the reason that I bring this up and dig into this a little bit is to know how you know when it feels good after you move the energy in your office too. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So if you feel the overwhelm now, so we're getting a little just more specific about how to unlock the overwhelm and what it means to feel less overwhelmed. Because the truth is, there may or may not be more items to deal with next week. There may or may not be more items than there were last week, but something about the number of items feels a little bit chaotic, a little bit too much to handle. You need a little bit of space from it, a little breathing room maybe, you know, is what it sounds like. Right. So in the midst of it, so sure, moving the energy, getting a little organized, as you're digging into it in your office, you can take a step back and you can check in with your chest area and your breathing and see if that is your giving you a little more space and you can breathe a little bit deeper. That can be a cue of that you're moving the energy in the right direction in the office. Does that make sense?
You know, it does. But you know what? When you were talking, I realized there was a ritual and a practice that I got away from. So every morning I would come in my office, I didn't turn on any lights. I would sit there and I would do a meditation, a mindfulness meditation. where I'm talking about intentions of the day, talking about clarity, you know, mindfulness on different aspects of the day. And it really helps centered me so that you're right. As you were talking, I was like, it's no more busier than it has been, but it just feels that way right now. And that's why I said it feels like the energy is stuck. There's some stagnation in the office or in me that I need to just move so that I can get back into a flow. But it came, I think it started stemming from the fact that I got away from the things that helped me stay in flow. The morning, wow, you know, mindfulness, the deep breathing. I've been rushing into the office, getting started early, not giving myself that quiet time between 5 and 6 a.m. to really kind of clear my, you know, what are the things I need to work on today? What are those priorities of the day? I used to give myself that time, but I've gotten away from it.
Okay. So that's really interesting. That right there is such a beautiful practice to hear you, somebody who's an executive at a company, going into their office early and just taking time to breathe and prioritize and meditate. That is like such a blessing. I'm like so moved by that somebody would take the time to come into the office and be intentional before they start their work day. You know, that makes me feel better as a worker if I was at your organization. So that is like so beautiful. So I just want to acknowledge you for doing that in the first place. And then getting back to that, it sounds like you also need that for yourself. You need some more time for yourself in the morning before you can even give it away at the office.
and that's my concern with people working remote. You know, if it's hard for me, and I'm one of those people, I go in the office because, you know, I like separation. Home is home, work is work. And for me, that works for me. But I get concerned about people who are working remote that start their day out, you know, with the home stuff and don't give themselves time to get ready for the work day and, you know, get thrown in it because they're like, drop the kids off or did this or try to take a workout class and then jump on a 8 o'clock Teams call. You know, I'm worried that is causing people to start their day anxious, start their day with not prepared and letting the day control them versus them controlling the day.
Yeah.
Because of the things that are hitting them all at once.
All at once. Yeah. Because the truth is that feeling of overwhelm happens a lot, even if there's not a monument of things that's waiting for us, you know, because we love to make lists and we love to talk about all the things we did in a day. We love to cross things off lists. We love to count all the things that we had to do in a day. That's like modern, especially modern American living, is we love to have a lot of things to do, a lot of things we couldn't get to, you know. So the feeling of a lot of things there to do or a lot of things, even if, you know, you don't work. Sometimes you meet people who don't have a quote unquote job, a salary job, and they are just as busy as somebody who has a full-time job. And so the feeling of overwhelm is really interesting to not just blame on the list of stuff or on the piles of stuff, but really check in internally first to see what it is that your body needs, what it is that your insides need, you know, your heart, your soul is needing. And to your point, there is a difference in how people are going into work right now. You know, they're bringing a lot of their stress and tension to work. It's not really a practice that I see that people go to work with the intention of being a light, peaceful, airy presence to bless their workplace with. Most people, you know, it's sort of expected to bring your crap to work and let it all hang out and talk about it and stew it up and complain about it, you know. And at home, you can be really isolated and sort of stew in it yourself, unless you're chatting with people online. And at work, you can really feel it. The more people that are in the office, more people can bring their energetic baggage, so to speak, and stew it up together and talk about it, stir it up. So, you know, like if you go to a meditation class, or if you go to church, or if you go to a yoga class, people don't walk in and let their baggage all hang out. They walk in with this expectation of lightness, with this expectation of relief, with this expectation of, I'm going to try and tiptoe, or I'm going to try and be quiet, or I'm going to try and, you know, be respectful of the sounds, the sights, the view of this room, you know. And can you just imagine if people, you know, brought their responsibility to their energy to their workplace and did that and walked into the workplace as if it was a yoga studio or church and just being like, ooh, I'm going to expect beautiful things today. I'm going to breathe into the space. I'm going to stretch a little bit.
I'm going to tackle this issue. We're going to come up with a great solution. Wow, I'm grateful to be working. I'm grateful for my colleagues. I'm grateful for the people I work for. It would definitely shift the energy.
Yeah. One of my favorite books is called My Stroke of Insight. And it's by Jill Bolte Taylor, who was a researcher. She studied the brain and she had a stroke. So she found it really interesting as a brain researcher to have a stroke. And so she talked about in her book the beauty of being responsible for the energy you bring into the room. And that's a principle that I've really come to live by is, you know, in the treatment room, you sort of have to be responsible for the energy you come into the room with because, you know, people are coming there in a busted up shape. So you sort of want to get them a little bit unbusted or help them out a little bit. So you can't come into the room busted too and have your energy all wonky because they don't have time to fix you back, you know? But going into the workplace, being responsible for the energy you come to the room makes for such an amazing feeling. When you do come into that place, you know, you're coming to a meeting and people want to be there together. There is nothing like that feeling, especially in person, like what you're talking about.
You know, I'm on a lot of Teams calls and you can see the distraction. You can see the, hey, I wish I could be somewhere else, or I'm giving it my half attention. And you can see that. But what I notice when I'm in the room having meetings with people, the energy is different. The collaboration is different, right? We're reading each other's body language to see whether or not we offend it or you're not tracking with me. You know, when you're on Teams a lot and trying to do that, while it is a tool, it is something that we can use, I think it's not as magical as being in the same shared space, because I think you talked to us about this in another episode about the energy when we're in the same space.
Yeah. There's a heart-to-heart connection. Our heart emits electromagnetic waves, even stronger ones than the brain, and they can be felt 3 to 6 feet around us at all times. So when you're near people, you can feel them physically. You can feel their vibe. That is a scientific term, really. It's not just a construct that we've made up. You can really feel into people when you're in their presence. You can feel if they're on the same page with you. You can hear the subtle tone differences in their voice. You can feel the way that their body language shifts, like what you're talking about. So that in-person connection, you do really feel a difference. And that is a little bit lost, right? When you're having a Zoom call, you can't quite have that felt connection between people. Something that I've noticed of the people going into the office now, of some of my federal employee patients, is they sort of got shoved back into a workspace right now where it wasn't their office, or they got put into a space where there was room for them, not necessarily because it makes sense for their job or their department or the actual work they do. So they are feeling a little bit of isolation, a little bit of fish out of water, not really feeling comfortable in their office desk space either. And so just that in-person office interaction also takes work. You don't just show up. Some people are not just showing up and like, by the way, I'm at work, so everything is felt, you know. It's like, right, they also have to do work around that. So like you were talking about moving the energy in your office, it really does require a little bit of actual moving of things in your office to see what are you looking at in front of you. Is it a wall? Is it a window? Is it a piece of artwork? What is at your fingertips? What kind of keyboard? There's a whole ergonomic part of this aspect too. So you actually can feel comfortable in your own skin, in the chair, at the desk you're sitting at. But there's a whole element of what kind of lighting is overhead. Do you have a lighting overhead? Do you have lighting next to you? Can you turn the lighting overhead off and turn a lamp next to your desk on? You know, I like to play with colors because colors is a big aspect of feng shui. So I really like to bring in colors as subconscious cues around my laptop or in my workspace as a subconscious message to my mind, you know, of being closer to nature, of being closer to being out and about and connected with everything that is around us in reality, you know?
That's so interesting you say that because I have a lot of orange in my office, orange decorations, right? And a green. And it really is because I want people to come in, feel happy or feel light, because coming into my office sometimes could be a little like, oh my gosh, scary. But I love what you're saying. As you were talking, I think I need some elements, some feng shui elements in my office. Like I think I need water. I'm feeling like I need something serene, like hearing some water or a plant. I mean, I kill plants, Joy, so I don't have live plants, but I know there's a value in having one. I just got to go find one. You gave some good ideas in terms of this isolation. You're right. You know, people being forced to come back to work, forced out of routines that they've developed, you know, it is hard. And all that energy comes along with it. And then I remember the open concepts, the open cubicle concepts were just taking off right before COVID. And now you're coming back to this open workspace when you've been working really a solo worker out of your home. And now you're coming in and, you know, you're in a room with a bunch of people all talking, clacking, you know, their computers. People underestimate that is a shift, a fundamental shift for some people that may take some time to work up to doing it versus forcing everyone back. I was at an HR event this past week and this came up and you're talking about polar opposite views. Yes, everybody should come back. We've gone too far, you know. We're losing. Instead of saying, hey, can we balance what we've gained through offering remote work, but also with what the company needs as well? And that connection. I see one intact team, and they seem to be one of the highest performing teams with no empirical data, but just because of the connection. They're out walking together. They take group walks together. They're in the office together. They're working through things together. That it is about the power of the connection that they have, sharing that same space, you know, rowing in the same boat, being able to solve really quickly and not through keyboard exchanges in team chat. I think, you know, and this is where I get a little bit on, you know, can we work on combining the gains to minimize the losses, right? Mm. You know, employers are saying, hey, we're not getting that innovation. We're not getting that ideas. One CEO of an e-commerce company was like, look, things are changing with all these tariffs and things like that. And with people at home, I don't know if they're working or not working. They're not responding. You know, I want to call people back because I don't think they understand the business implications of their unresponsiveness. Whereas if everyone was in the building, this change came down real time. We can all do a quick huddle and go, let's solve it versus, hey guys, you know, let's team chat this up, right? And come to a solution, or let's get on a virtual call. And so I think where we are in the workplace in terms of like this energy is how do we regain some of this energy at work? And I don't want it to be a remote work versus in office. It's just really around, you know, the work, right? Are we doing the work effectively? And I would tell you, you know, one of the things I'm going to do when I go in the office today, because now I'm realizing that this chess connection you know, that I thought was a serious issue, medical issue, could be an issue because my diaphragm is just not getting expanded enough with breathing, right? Or me taking the time to allow myself to ease into the day like I was when I felt like I was in a state of flow. Interesting.
Yeah. And your ideas for going into the office, you said you had thoughts of a plant, or were you thinking of doing something to clear the energy in your office?
Yeah. So Joy, this is where I would need you to help me. So this was what I was thinking about I was going to do when I go in. So I was going to go in, not turn on the fluorescent lights because I don't like those overhead lights. I'm going to sit in a chair. And I'm just going to observe everything, the placement of where I have stuff.
Love that.
And I think I may have too many things. You know what I mean? Too many things that distract me. And then I'm going to look at the piles of paper. And I'm going to ask myself a couple of questions. How did that pile get there? Are you ready to deal with that pile? And if not, why not? And then I think I'm going to close. I'm going to clear some, you know, I'm going to do some clearing. I'm going to do some, you know, meditation in there and just kind of clearing the air. May bring my white sage. I don't know. I haven't thought about that yet. But I think the biggest thing is for me is to sit in my chair and to see how I feel sitting in the chair. Mm-hmm. Check in with myself while I'm sitting in that chair and going, what do you got planned for this week? What are the challenges this week? What are you going to tackle? What do you need to own? What mistakes you need to make? You know, just really check in. And I hope people that are listening do this and check in with themselves at home. What's happening at home? We do that pretty well, right? Because that's our sanctuary. Mm-hmm. But our workplace, even if it's a home office, you could do the same thing. If you're feeling anxious, you're feeling depression, you're feeling isolation, you're feeling whatever, so that you can recalibrate. So I think for me today going in is really for me to sit while there's nobody there, it's dark and it's closed, for me to check in with myself to recalibrate me and the energy that's in that, my place where I work, my space where I work, whether it's my, like right now, I'm talking to you in my home office where I'm working. And as I'm talking to you, I'm checking out this space saying, this ain't working for me anymore. So I'm going to have to change the energy in this space. Oh, I love when we get to talk to it. I sure do love it. I sure do love
it. What you're talking about is so powerful to just observe, first of all, observe, pay attention to what's happening around you. And this can sort of sound weird what I'm about to say, but sometimes I tell people to listen to what the space wants. Listen to what your house wants. Listen to what the room wants. And sometimes you get a sense of flow that the room is designed to just house. And we sort of put things in a funky position where it's hard for the energy to just flow in a natural direction, you know? So sometimes I'll put my hand on a wall and just be like, what does this room need? And then just observe and see what comes. And sometimes that is a color. Sometimes that's more storage. And I'll say, oh, I don't have enough storage for what I'm doing. That's why I have piles here, because I actually need more storage, because I actually do need the piles of things. I don't need to actually edit. Sometimes in your case, like what you were saying before, sometimes it is a case of editing. Sometimes I've got to get rid of stuff. Sometimes I've, you know, okay, I've had these files more than 7 years. I've got a digital copy. I don't need these back stock anymore. I can get rid of these, you know? So
right.
That sometimes it is about editing. And sometimes I also like to play with color. Like you're saying, orange is a light, uplifting color. You could play with other colors too. You could bring in a pillow from your house or a scarf and hang it up and see if a different color wants to be in the room too. Yes. Along with the plant, a different color could add a little pop of interest so that when you go into the room, you don't automatically know the same old about the room. You've got a cue now of something's really shifted about this room. Color can be powerful in that way. Burning things, scents, using scents, spraying essential oils can be really powerful to shake up a space. I've got a handful of oils that I use for my place to essential oil sprays that I'll use to change the feel of a space too. And then I also give myself a treat before and after if I have to go into the office to do that. Every once in a while, you know, if you own a business too, you've got to go in. You've got to do some maintenance stuff on the place that nobody else is going to do. Or you've got to get your stuff organized after, you know, several weeks or months. So sometimes I'll go in and I got to get myself, you know, a treat, like a green drink or like a matcha latte or something that is like a, okay, we got to get it fun. I got to get some music going while I'm doing it to bring in the motivation. So it's not like, ugh, I've got to get this chore done. It's like, yes, we're going to go work on the space.
So Joy, you got me ready to go work on my space, go work on my energy in my space. You know, we can go on. I thank you so much. I hope you all that have been listening, you know, pick up something for you to do. It's a practice. Joy mentioned the word practice. I got away from my practice. I got away from my rituals. And when I did, you see the effects of it. So, you know, I would say just a couple of tips because I know we got to wind this down. I thank you, Joy, for those tips. I need to go to get me some, I got all these essential oils. I need to make my own spray. The peppermint one you gave me, I love that one. It's an energizer. I just spritz it a little bit in my office to get me started. You know, just a couple of, you know, tips as we, you know, wind this down. I heard check in with yourself, you know, and ask yourself, how is working hybrid helping or hurting my work productivity? How is coming into my office helping or hurting my work productivity? You know, and what's the right balance for me? You know, a lot of people stay away from the office because it's comfortable because they're not being mandated. But is that the right balance for you? And what work habits really help or hinder your productivity, no matter if you're in the office or working remote, right? And so, you know, ask yourself these questions because, you know, working remote can be feeling like you're a solo worker. And then sometimes coming into the office just reminds you that you're working for and connecting, you know, to a greater purpose. So, and then also bonding and you know, doing real-time solving and getting ideas and just making those energetic human connections is important. So we hope you enjoyed this one and hope that you find your energy at work. And if you do, tell us so. Come to our website at thehomeworkpod.com where you can hear this episode and learn about Joy and I and hear other episodes. And if you like what you hear, please share. We want this podcast to transform people everywhere in the world. We're not limiting it to just here in the U.S. We want it to transform everyone's lives in the world. So until next time, this is Charlene with the Homework Podcast and my co-host Joy, who is the best mom. Oh my gosh, she is the best acutherapist. I know she don't like me saying that, but I can say it. She's not representing herself that way. But listen to our other episodes. And until next time, we'll see you.